Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Armand Dupa here again, and welcome to my life coaching radio show. And let me give you a number here to call in. It's actually 563-999-3004, and you can call in and ask your questions live. And so tonight we're going to talk about everything to do with teens, whether you're a teenager or an adult, parent, for example. We're going to talk a lot about things. Now, you know, I've been coaching for 50 years now, and I've worked a lot with students, with teenagers and so on. And, you know, life coaching is a lot different. Real life coaching is a lot different than what most people think. A lot of people think that life coaching is telling you, here's how you run your life, here's how you do this, here's how you do that. And yes, that is a type of life coaching. But the type of life coaching that I've done now for half a century is teaching people how to tap into their power. Not some philosophy, not some belief system or some new religion or something like that. No, what I do is I give people simple techniques. You use them, you get the results, and now you know. And so that's why I call it a path of knowledge. And the first step, you know, in life coaching, you know, is really to tap into your power, because scientists tell us that we're using somewhere between 3 to 5% of our mental capabilities. Now think about that. You know, like, I mean, if you're a teenager going to school, for example, and you're struggling with your grades and you got to do a lot of studying and so on. Now, you know, if you're the smart one in the group of people you hang out with, then you're probably using 4 to 5% of your mind. And I've been showing people how to tap into the rest of it, the other 95%, since 1972. Like I said, half a century now. And you see, you know, learning how to use more of your mind is not a complicated subject. It's really very simple. You know, I've taught this, for example, a few years ago. I coached a junior hockey team, not as a hockey coach, no. They had a hockey coach, and as a matter of fact, that hockey coach, a guy named Mike Mullet, he was actually also, he used to train coaches for Hockey Canada, but he was the coach of this junior hockey team, and we taught them what we called the IntelliKey teachings. It was a one weekend total immersion, and boy, did they improve. And so really, that's one example. Another example I'm going to give you as we begin here is that, you know, years ago, I had a music school in Toronto, Canada. Now, I'm not a musician. I hired teachers for that. But I did teach the students one simple little technique. And with that technique, which is actually kindergarten compared to what I'm teaching these days to teenagers or adults, whatever, it's like junior kindergarten really compared to that. But yet with that simple technique, they were learning to play their music at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed. Now think about that, you know, like we cleaned up in competition. At the time, we belonged to the, I was in Toronto, Canada, but we belonged to the American Guild of Music, who held a competition once a year in a major city in the U.S., sometimes in Canada. And the first year, we took 11 kids, it was held in Chicago that year, took 11 kids down to Chicago, and we came home with 23 trophies. Now, think of that in terms of today. People want to get onto talent shows, whether it's The Voice or, you know, America's Got Talent or whatever, you know. And I watch a lot of these shows because I love to watch talent. I love to watch what's going to happen. And you see people that just fall apart. They've got maybe great talent, but they fall apart because of the tension and the stress. But if you could go there without the stress, being relaxed and just give it your all, well, you're going to get way, way better than anybody else who's all stressed out. I mean, that's normal. And so you get a chance to, you know, get the best out of yourself. And one more thing, one more example I'm going to give you, and then we'll move on, is that years ago in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and that dates me a bit. Don't try to do the math. I just turned 81. And but anyway, back then, I was the founder of the very first memory school in Toronto. And we taught the kids simple memory techniques. There was actually a total of 21 hours of instruction. Now, when I say 21 hours, there was 1 hour that we were teaching something, but that was like our marketing, our example. We show people how to actually do it so that they would understand, hey, yeah, I can do this. I can have a good memory, even though you might have thought before that your memory was lousy. And though because of that little lesson that we gave them, then they took the course, and the course itself was 20 hours in total. That's 20 total hours. In some cases, it was an hour per week, once a week. In some cases, you know, with adults, they usually came in for 4 hours, 5 weeks in a row. And that was the situation. But with that simple little technique, what we taught them, and actually those 20 hours weren't really completely required, but we found that it worked way better if we actually got the students to practice in the classroom itself during the lesson. And that way you walked out with a developed skill. And here's what happened with that. Our students, on average, increased their marks by 20 points. Now, what I mean is if they were making in the 50s before, now they were making in the 70s. If they were making in the 70s before, now they were making their marks were in the 90s. And many of our students aced many of their exams. And simple, you're learning how to use your mind, you see, because there's no such thing as a good or bad memory, you know, unless there's some, you know, physical defect that you got injured or a birth defect or something like that. If you're just average, there's no such thing as a good or bad memory. There's a trained memory and there's an untrained memory. In my courses, like what I want to do really, and we're going to talk about also making money for teenagers and so on, because what I'm doing is developing something. My goal is only to spread these secrets, spread this knowledge, and it works better, of course, with live coaching. But, you know, I'm only one person. Like I said, I'm 81, and I'm not going to coach 40 hours a week. I mean, I'm looking to coach maybe two or three classes in total. But my primary goal, other than that, is to train brand new coaches, which can only come from my own students. That's the thing. The teachers have to come from the students, and it's actually quite easy, really. And give me a second here. And really, you see, because when I have a life coaching session, all of my sessions are recorded. And then, of course, the students have them available that they can go over them and review them and so on and pick up on things they might have missed before. And, of course, that presents another situation where if you're, let's say, one of my coaches, okay, we call you a facilitator, you're not going to teach the lessons per se because I've already taught them and they're all pre-recorded. And, for example, in weight loss, I've got my original 9 lessons. Well, if I want to teach a weight loss class today, I don't have to, teach them all brand new if I don't want to, because I can just, do the support lessons, answer the questions and so on. And then once a week, I'll give the students the link to the next lesson, which they can go and download, listen to it, come back next week, and then we answer questions again. And that's all that our facilitator is going to do, and it pays quite nicely also. Now, so I mean, that's an example of the kind of coaching that goes on, but mostly it's learning to take control of your subconscious mind. For example, if you want to, excel, you want to go to university or whatever, you know. Well, these days, students, you know, even medical doctors, for example, spend decades paying off their student debt, you see. My idea is, hey, you know, why don't start making money as a teen, get a good income coming in, where you're only working a few hours a week and you don't have to go to work to some greasy spoon and, you know, do you want fries with that? And working for scab wages. But rather to get paid handsomely for maybe 2, 3, 4 hours a week of actual coaching. And that's only one of the ways that you can actually make money. But tomorrow evening, we're going to get more into the money part of it. And I'll be discussing in more depth my paid apprenticeship program, because that's really what it is. Is like you're learning, but you're also getting paid quite handsomely for it. In some cases, I mean, you could make anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60 bucks an hour as one of my coaches. And that's only one of about 4 or 5 different ways that you can make money with our organization. And, you know, we're going to be helping people with copywriting. And if you want to be a webmaster and build websites and search engine optimization and so on. But you see, all of these things happen way, way faster if you can tap in to your subconscious mind. Let's use weight loss as an example. Now, you know, weight loss today, you know, being overweight is a huge, huge problem. We'll use the U.S. I live in Canada, but let's use the U.S. because it's a bigger population, 10 times the population. So these statistics are a bit more accurate that way. And, you know, in the U.S., depending on who you believe, there's somewhere around 80% of the whole population is overweight, and half, 40 to 41% actually, are actually obese. Now, but when it comes, it starts very young. You know, in children today, if I get my figures right here, ages 2 to 5 year old, 12.7% of 2 to 5 year olds are already obese. That's not overweight, that's obese. You want overweight, you're going to at least double that. You get to 6 to 11 year olds, it's 20.7% or something like that. And then when you get to teenagers going from 12 to 19, the obesity rate is 22-point-something percent. And a lot of people that are not technically overweight are actually overfat, but that's a whole different story. And so what happens is that you're being lied to. You know, look around you. I mean, the result of what people are being taught speaks for itself. It's just not working. And I've been revealing the truth, like, for years. And everybody who's followed my simple system, no dieting, no strenuous exercises, and the weight comes off. Primary point here is that the key to the whole thing is that you are actually changing your subconscious habits in your subconscious mind. You know, you can struggle to try to make changes in lifestyle, trying to eat healthier, get more exercise. How's that working out? It doesn't, because you always fall back to the old ways, because that's how your subconscious mind is programmed. And the problem here is that most of that programming, you didn't do it yourself. It was done for you. You know, we're programmed by culture, by parents, by teachers, by politics, by religion, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, all designed to make you good little workers, good little employees, to work for as a slave for the rest of your life working for scab wages, unless you're very, very lucky. And, you know, we talk about the American dream. You know, up here in Canada, we hear a lot about the American dream, but it's become the American nightmare. And look around you, and it speaks for itself. And so the only way that you can thrive in life, whether you go to university or you don't, or you want to start a new business, it's a matter of understanding how to change your own consciousness in order to be able to manifest the thing that you want in your life. And like losing weight is easy. It's not a big deal, you know, if you're willing to learn something new. Because same old is not working. That's obvious. Everything that people are doing for the purpose of losing weight, well, like I said, the result speaks for itself. So it doesn't matter what area of life you want to learn to play music. You know, well, why spend 10 years to learn what you could learn in, say, 3 years? You know, like, as a matter of fact, that's a good example here, because when we went to competitions, like, you look at children that are learning to play music, whether they're, you know, 8, 9 years old or teenagers or whatever, it doesn't matter. We had them all. And, you know, what I liked about the American Guild of Music is that they went by length of study. Like, if you were studying only for 1 year, you know, people who studied 2 or 3 years could not go and compete against you. But you could go and compete against the 3-year-olds if you wanted to, you know, if you didn't thought you could compete there. But you see, if you had the students, like, for example, the band, the lowest band category was actually under 2 years. So the average life, I should say, the average length of study, the average for the whole band had to be just under 2 years. And when we went to our competition, our kids actually averaged 11 and a half months. And we just cleaned up and blew everybody away. But because it was like cheating, you know, it was like cheating. Because, you know, if you're studying for, say, 2 years, but you've been learning at, say, 3 times the normal rate of speed, you're playing like someone who was studying for 6 years. And the kid that 2 or 3 years didn't have a chance against you. I remember one time in one of our competitions, we had one of our students, a little girl, Maria was her name. And she was playing piano. and her level was under 3 years. And what happened is that the teacher came to me one day and he said, look, Armin, he said, I want to put her into a the next level up. I want to put her under 4 years also. You know, you could compete where you belong, but I want to go one level higher. I said, no, you don't do that. Here's what you do. If you want to put her higher, put her in the open. I mean, that might sound crazy, in the open. And the open was open to anybody, no matter how long they're studying. And it happened to also be open to people who had won the open in other organizations that had competitions. And she didn't win, but she came second. Now think of that. Under 3 years, she came second in the open, you see? And so this is the whole thing. And it's like a matter of learning to develop your skills, the manual dexterity, the coordination, the harmony, all that stuff, to be able to accelerate the development of that skill. Doesn't matter. You want to go and be a mechanic. You want to go be something else. Doesn't matter. But you can accelerate your development of your skills in that area, you see? If you want to go and be a surgeon, you'll develop those skills at a much, much faster rate, you see? Now, it would be nice to have a nice income coming in without you having to go work for a greasy spoon so that you can spend your time studying. But with our memory techniques, you can actually study less, have more time to yourself, and actually get better grades. Because when you go with our memory techniques, you're going to memorize stuff in a whole different way. It's really easy, and it's actually fun. It's not like, well, I got to memorize this stuff, you know. It's not like that. It's a fun thing to do the way we're doing it. And when you go to the exam, imagine going to an exam, right, and the teacher's not there, and you got a whole notebook with all the answers to all the questions in front of you. You know, how are you going to make out? You can do pretty good, aren't you? Well, with the memory technique, you won't have a piece of paper, but it's just like having your notes with you, okay? That's the way that it works. And it works with everybody, you know. It doesn't matter. If you think you're a bit on the slow side, it does not matter. You know, you'll accelerate your growth. And the phone number to dial in again is 563-999-3004. And I really appreciate all your questions. You can, if you live in the U.S., where you can dial in the number without being long distance to you, you can dial in and be live on the show and ask your questions live. And, you know, I should turn on the chat just in case somebody pops in there. I don't really expect it. Let me see. Where are we here? Where's my chat here? I don't see it here. It's been a while since I did the last show. I forget where I'm going now. Oh, here it is. Okay, there we go. All right. At least I've got the chat going. But anyway, another way you can connect to also, like if you can listen to the show from anywhere on the planet by coming in online. But if you want to be able to ask questions and you can't dial in because it's long distance, if you go to Blog Talk Radio here, just blogtalkradio.com/, I think it's plans, okay, PLANS, and look at their plans. They've got a number of different plans, and some of you pay for it, but the first one is free. So you can actually join for free. You could actually do radio shows for yourself, although you can't do prime time. Between 7 and 11 in the evening, you can't do it. You have to do it the rest of the day. And you're limited to the time frame, for example, to 30 minutes per show and stuff like that. But what's important here is if you don't have to do any shows at all. If you sign up with a freebie, then when you want to attend a show like mine, what you do is because you've got the freebie, you can actually come into the chat and there's no charge. You can type in your questions and then I can answer the questions. And I really want your questions because it's important to understand, because what I'm trying to do is to get you to understand the potential, the latent talent that you have that you don't even know exists, you know. And most people have no clue. Trust me, you don't have a clue how powerful a being that you are if you begin to tap into your power. Like I said, you know, people are using 3 to 5% of their mental capabilities. And guess what? Your mind, no matter how brilliant it is only a small percentage of your power. Think about that, you know. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what you want to do, but no matter what you're going to do in life, you know, if your mind's a bit sharper, and today I was doing some research, I was reading an article just about a week or so ago, and they were saying that there was an article on the BBC in England, And I watch there a lot. I like to get a different perspective on things. I'll check out CBC in Canada, and I'll check out BBC in the UK, and I'll check out a station, for example, in the US. And between the three, I get a better, more accurate picture of what's going on. And this article was stating that one of the key factors that large corporations are looking for when they're hiring people these days is adaptability. Adaptability, because things are today, and it's always, I mean, look, the only constant in life is change, okay? That's it. But you see, today is even more than ever before, because in the cultures we live in on this planet today, doesn't matter what country you're living in, changes are happening so fast that if you can't keep up with it, your business or the company you work for, it's going to go under. And so on. And that's what this training does. It really expands your creativity and so on and so forth. And so, you know, when something happens, I mean, look, big companies, no matter how big, you know, no matter how big they are, if they cannot adapt to the changing world that we live in, they go under. A good example. Look at the big company that we used to have, you know, depending how old you are, but a company called Sears. Okay, Sears. And it was a huge company. They had stores all over the U.S., all over Canada, you know, a big company. They had a mail order system and so on, really in that sense kind of ahead of their time. But as the Internet came on board and so on, I mean, it was a natural thing for them to switch their catalog sales to online sales. But for some reason, they could not adapt. They were stuck in the old ways, and down they went, out of business completely, you see. And so this is going to continue not only to happen, but it's going to continue to accelerate. And so, you know, the only, you know, like, for example, you know, especially teenagers, you know, you get depressed a lot. And, you know, why do people get depressed? Well, there's probably as many reasons that people get depressed as there are people. But there is one common factor, I believe, okay, again, my opinion here, I believe that there's one common factor that's pretty much consistent with almost everybody who's depressed. And that is that in one way or another, my life sucks. Okay? I mean, one way or the other. Whether you're overweight and, you know, people don't like you and they laugh at you or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, you know? Or you're awkward or you have trouble speaking, you're lacking confidence, you know? And the problem is that people don't live in the present. You see, if you are depressed, it's because you're living in the past. If you're anxious, it's because you're living in the future. But if you're at peace, you're living in the present. Because in the present, when you begin to tap into your power, you'll have the knowing within yourself that you can do anything you want in your life. And it's not a blah, blah, blah positive thinking. That's not what it's about, because positive thinking does not work for 95% of people. The same thing that affirmations, we hear a lot about affirmations, you know, but affirmations, again, do not work for 95% of people. Now, why is that? You know, oh, I'm going to be rich. Oops, it's not happening. Why not? You see, no matter what you are trying to affirm, no matter what you are trying to be positive about, it will not work for you unless, you know, it will not work for you if what you're trying to be positive about is not consistent with the image that you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. You see? Like you say, I want to be a great musician. I want to be a rock star. But if in your subconscious programming says, no, that, I couldn't do that. You know, it's not me kind of thing. You know, I'd like to, but, you know. It's not going to work. But here's the beautiful part. You can go and change a subconscious pattern in your own mind. I can't do it for you. I can tell you the techniques. You use them, and you'll get the results. You want to change a habit that you don't like? You want to be more confident with the girls or the boys or whoever you want to be dating, you know? Well, if you're lacking confidence that way, you can change the program in your subconscious mind. With my techniques and my training and the tools that I have, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to make that change about anything. 2 to 3 weeks if you're consistent. You know, you spent 20 minutes to half an hour, you know, once or twice a day, and what we'll just call meditation, for want of a better word. But that's, meditation is almost a bad word, because a lot of what people think is meditation is not. For example, you hear about guided meditation. Well, guided meditation is not real meditation. You know, mindfulness meditation, you know, again, mindfulness is a good thing, you see, but it's not real meditation, you see. Because meditation is, again, it gets more involved, but, you know, if you're trying to be mindful and you're focused on that one thing and so on, you're thinking too much, you know, and your own thinking prevents you from experiencing your own inner power. And that's what it's about, you see. And everything that you want, everything that you need is within you. You just have to learn how to tap into it. And that, like I said, that's very simple, you know. And so it doesn't matter. I mean, life coaching, my style, we call it the Entelechy Teachings. And see, the word Entelechy, E-N-T-E-L-E-C-H-Y, the word Entelechy, if you look it up in a big dictionary, it means the complete actualization, the complete actuality, as opposed to or as compared to potentiality. Okay? It means to make something real. Okay? You know, like making it happen, becoming that athlete, becoming that beautiful vocalist, becoming whatever you want to be, you see. And we lack this confidence in ourselves and we get depressed. But when you begin to realize the power you have within you, also depression, there can be some clinical problems that can happen, okay? But most of the time, you know, you start to go within and tap into your abilities, your powers, the ones that you don't even know you have. The depression fades away because you start, hey, wow, you know, I'm getting my act together, you see. Now, I'm not a psychologist, okay? Mind you, over the years, I've taught people from every walk of life. I've taught doctors, lawyers, business people, homemakers, university professors, athletes. I've even had psychologists take my training and get blown away, you know. And so because what I teach is practical, it's techniques, where what a psychologist has learned, okay, is theory, you know, is book learning. This is not book learning, you see. Now, that being said, I've got a book that I just published this week, as a matter of fact. And if you watch one of my videos that I did today, that book, this particular weekend, this long weekend here, let's look at my date here, make sure I get it right. So we have the 8th, 9th, and 10th, the long weekend. If you happen to have Kindle Unlimited, because the book is on Amazon, Kindle Unlimited, you can, in those 3 days only, you can get it totally for free, no strings, okay? And like the name of the book, for example, is How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way. However, what is being taught in that book? The most important part, there's two chapters on the mind, and that's the most important part of the whole book. The weight loss part is really about more about health, without getting, you know, paranoid about it, or, you know, that kind of thing. And it's really about health. For example, if you want to lose weight, you'll never, ever achieve and maintain your ideal weight without exercise. But here's the problem. Again, you're being lied to, you know, because you go out and people say, oh, you got to, you know, build big muscles to burn fat, you know, and people go to the gym, they work their butt off, they lift weights, they do all the machines, and a week later they get on the scale and they've gained a pound and a half. What the heck's going on, you know? Well, here's what's going on. And if you're listening to this is a secret, you know, for adults, for children, it doesn't matter, you see. It's like all the hard exercises burn mostly sugar and practically no fat. Weightlifting, you know, burns sugar, doesn't burn any fat. Look, if you're a girl or a woman, you could build such big muscles that you start to look like a guy, but you're still fat because you've built big muscles that only burn sugar. Now, the only exercise that I recommend in my weight loss program, it's a health exercise. Walking. That's it, walking. Now, that being said, you know, you just can't go for a stroll. There's about none of it is hard, but there's about a dozen secrets which I teach in my coaching about walking, to ordinary walking into the ultimate fat burner, and as a side effect, it rebuilds your fat-burning metabolism. And that's it. And I mean, you know, and for the ladies, you know, you don't build big bulgy muscles with walking. It's nice and sleek muscles, so it look a lot nicer. And for the guys who might think that, you know, that walking is not macho enough for you, remember that they have trained armies for centuries by marching. And my style of walking, of course, is Entelechy style walking. And it has knowledge from the military. It has knowledge from yoga. It has knowledge from Tai Chi, which I've practiced for over three decades now, since 1986. I guess that's more than three decades. Okay. And it's all built in. Nobody else is teaching this. This is my own, you know. And I brought these pieces together. And that's what I've done with my teachings also. Over the years, I've had many great teachers. I've studied a lot of Western methods of personal development and mind development, some of the Eastern philosophies, different forms of meditation, say from India, Tai Chi from China. And what I've done is I've taken and extracted the essence of what's in those teachings and got rid of all the cultural garbage, I call it, that is around it, you know? You may have a beautiful meditational technique, but then they want you to do this, all these cultural practices, like they would say in India or someplace else. And those things have nothing to do with, say, the meditation technique itself. So all I did is extract the meditation technique, right? Bring these pieces together, and they fit in synergy. And synergy is like 1 plus 1 equals 11. And that's what I'm looking to build, a team of people. And I really would prefer a team of teenagers that helped me to build this thing. And you know, I'm not going to get into the money. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow night. But let me put it this way. With the way that I'm doing things, you know, up to 85% of all the money that comes in from the coaching goes back to the people, you guys. Okay? And again, I'll talk more about it tomorrow night. But that's the whole thing. So building a team, because when you've got a team that works together in harmony, synergy, it's like 1 plus 1 equals 11, you know? And that's the whole thing. Because, you see, today we have a, just to talk a little bit about it, you know, today we function mostly on a corporate level, you know, the corporate model for a company. You've got, you know, the CEO and so on, the supervisors, the managers, and then you've got the people who actually do the work. And then on the opposite extreme, you've got what's called a socialistic kind of thing where you have a cooperative where the same kind of structure, everybody's got their jobs, their supervisors, and so on, but it's actually the workers that own the company, you see? They share the profits, paid for their job, but they also share the profits. But you see, they both have flaws, you see, because in the cooperative, it's good if you have a company that's totally stable, an industry that's totally stable, that's okay. But if you're going to something new, which what I'm doing is new to most people, it would be hard for people to agree which way should we go because it's not established yet in that sense, you see. Now, the corporation, it has its own problems because in a corporation, in a company, you know, you hear a lot today about their quiet quitting, you know, and quiet quitting is like people, they go to work, they just do what's, they don't give a darn, they just do what's barely required just to get their paycheck and go home. It's called quiet quitting. You're not really working for the company. You're working for me. I put in my hours. That's it, you see. But that's not new to me. I've been teaching this for decades. You know, what happens in the regular corporation is that the employers, they only pay their people just enough money so that they don't quit. And the workers only work just hard enough that they don't get fired. Well, that's very inefficient. So if you had a corporate-type structure that's a hybrid of the two, where, yes, there's leadership and all that, but the people that are working are totally sharing in the profits. And, you know, like I said, coaching is only one area. There's about another four or five different areas that you can make money from, helping me build the website, learning how to build to write articles, and writing it for the Internet. And these things are all simple. The problem is there's so much stuff out there, so much knowledge that you have to plow through a whole bunch. Whoa, this had something bite me here. but you have to plow through all kinds of stuff, and you might spend a decade to find the truth about any one given subject, you see? And so this is the problem. So it's a matter, it's not only what I teach you, but I teach you how to do your own research, how what to look for, and you know, not to get scammed and so on and so forth. You see, and whatever career you want to go into your life, you know, to have the memory technique, to have the creativity, and so on, you rise to the top instead of everybody else. And it doesn't matter if you're working for a company, you know. You go, for example, let's look at a sports team as a good example. And, I'm Canadian, so let's use hockey, okay? So let's say you've got a hockey team, at, you know, at the lower levels, whatever, right? You got this hockey team. And, you know, we'll say that everybody came into the team at the same skill levels, okay? At the same levels. So, you know, who are the scouts going to pick to go to the next level? The best players, right? Who's going to be the best players if they all start at the same speed, at the same level? The best players are going to be the ones who learn their skills faster than everybody else. And at every stage of the game, all the way up to the NHL, the people that are going to rise to the top are the people who have learned their skills at the faster rate than everybody else. So imagine that you're learning at 3 to 4 times. You rise to the top in your league. You go to the next league. You rise to the top again, and on it goes. Do you wind up with that big paycheck, whether it's hockey or baseball or whatever, you see? And so, see, the principles that I teach, you know, apply to every part of your life. There's no exceptions here. And like I said, you know, no matter how much you develop your mind is still only a small percentage of your total power. And most people don't realize that, you know? And so, you know, this is the whole thing. And so this is what life coaching is really all about. This is what I call real life coaching. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, are charging big, big bucks. And I don't charge big bucks, you know. We still have to pay the expenses and have to be paid. We have to pay our coaches and so on and so forth. But, you know, we don't charge mega, mega money. And we learn in classes because everybody learns faster that way for a whole bunch of reasons. It's different than going to school, a different kind of class, okay? And, but basically, you know, when you look at the whole situation, a lot of coaches, they're charging huge money, hundreds and thousands of dollars for a day or two, right? And a lot of them call themselves life coaches, but they're not life coaches. They're either motivators or they are motivators or mentors. And some of them are really good at it. But that's, and technically speaking, you know, they fall into the broad category of life coaching. But life coaching is teaching you about your life, about your power, about your mind, not to give you a belief system. Well, here's how you do things. Here's how you do that. You know, you might go have, say, a dating coach because, you know, you got a young man who's very shy and so on, doesn't know how to speak to the little ladies. And so he goes to a dating coach who say, okay, here's what you do. Here's what you say. Here's how you behave, you know, this and that and so on. But you see, that coach is telling you how to run your life. This is not what my coaching is about. You know, oh, yeah, I can give you all kinds of hits and ideas about all kinds of things. But I've done a lot of things. I've had many careers in my life. I got out of the Canadian military in 1968. And since that time, I've either been in marketing one way or another, either as a salesman or a sales manager or in my own business, or I've been a life coach. And that's what I've done, like I said, since 1972. And so it's where I can give you ideas about all kinds of things because I've got that background of experience. But that's not what the real coaching is about. It's about teaching you how to be able to think on your feet, to think for yourself, to get into a new situation and be able to adapt and go with the flow and rise to the top. And that's what real coaching is all about, you know. And but, you know, like, this is the whole thing. And, like, I really appreciate your questions and so on. And I'm going to be having regular shows. I'm planning on having a number of shows at least maybe once a week just for teens. And this week I'm having two because I thought I'd lay the foundation of the life coaching. And then tomorrow I'll go in more into how to make money, the different ways and so on, whether it's with me or with, you know, somewhere else. I can help you to achieve those goals, whatever it is that you're looking for. And so it's a matter of understanding you. Once you get to know you, you'll never lack confidence again in your life, no matter what you get involved in. Yeah, a lot of crap can happen, but it doesn't matter. You see, it's not about what's going on around you. It's about how you're reacting to it. you know, how you're letting it affect you, you see. And once you get an understanding, not from a belief, see, it's not about believing. See, just because you believe something, it doesn't mean you know anything. But if you know, of course you believe it, but that's a different state of consciousness. If you just believe something, you'll just continue to believe it till a better salesman comes along, you see. So it's not about believing. It's about being able to be more sensitive to what's going on, to be able to read between the lines. And that's all to do with your evolving you as a human being, to tap in to your nature as a human being. What is your real nature as a human being? And they don't teach you this stuff in school. You know, in school, they teach you all these little things to peg you into a certain peg you in a little hole, you know, and here's what you're going to do, this is what you're going to be, this is what your prospects are in your life, and so on and so forth. Here's how you have to think, and so on. No, that's not what it's about, you see. And, like, you know, I mean, education can be a good thing or it can be a really bad thing. And I'll give you an example. Back when I had the memory school, and, I mean, we had something awesome, you know, it was really great. And I thought, well, here, you know, we should talk to the schools, right? And, you know, get our stuff. It'd be a good marketing angle for us if we get the school to kind of promote it, right? That would be cha-ching, Jack, right? So I went around and talked to a few principals, okay, talking about our memory techniques. And remember, our kids, 20 hours of training, and their marks are jumping up by 20 points, right? So I was just blown away, absolutely blown away, when I went to speak to this one particular principals, and I'm explaining everything and what was happening with the kids already and so on and so forth. And you know what she said to me? I'll never forget it. Her exact words, word for word, it got burned into my brain, if you will, you know. That's a misnomer, because it's not the brain, it's the mind. That's a different issue. But she said to me, and I quote, "We had to learn it the hard way. They can learn it the hard way." End of quote. Just blew me away. Think about how archaic and dumb, and this is an educator. We had to learn the hard way, and they can learn it the hard way. Unbelievable, you know? We had one kid, for example, that was one of my classes, and he was a young kid. This class was all teenagers, but he was young. He was only about 12 or 13, something like that. You know, he was quite young, and he was learning these memory techniques. And so one of the basics of learning memory, we started by learning to memorize a list of things, like a grocery list or whatever, right? And how we would do it, we'd have somebody write the items on the chalkboard, right? And you know, then everybody would take turns and name something. Oh, a couch, a car, a bus, you know, whatever, you see. They'd throw stuff out. And one kid would write it on the chalkboard. And then, you know, when we were done, you know, we'd go back and you know, tell what all the items were, okay? And our favorite trick was, you know, okay, I've got these 30 items. And we used to do at least 30 items, because at about 10 or 15, everybody starts to mess up and forget a whole bunch of stuff. You know, you get four or five items. Most people can remember that, you know, but you get up to 10, 12, 15, most people start to really mess up. So we'd run that up to 30 on purpose, right? And okay, then how do you want them, frontwards or backwards? Oh, you know, some would say, do it frontwards, do it backwards. Oh, let's make it harder. Let's make it harder. Let's do it by numbers. And bang, bang, bang. So this one kid, he went to his uncle, okay, and he said, "I bet you $20 I can remember more things than you." Okay, and he kept bugging the uncle. The uncle said, okay, it's a bet, right? So they get the thing organized, and the rest of the family was calling over different items and so on, and they were trying to memorize them, and one person was writing them all down. Bottom line is, the kid hustled his uncle for $20, because after about 15 or so, the uncle probably fell apart. I don't know the details, but he totally blew it. And the kid got all 30 correct, of course. They came back to the class, and he was telling us this. We had a great laugh over it. Then one of the other kids in the same class went and pulled the same stunt on his teacher and hustled him for $20. Of course, the teacher wouldn't have collected, but he had to pay up, right? And it was in front of the whole class. So that was a really, really a lot of fun, you know? But these are the kind of things that you learn when you start to learn about your own mind. And we're not talking, I mentioned brain a while ago. You see, a lot of people confuse mind and brain. You know, okay, you know, he's got a good brain or whatever. No, the brain is the hardware, is the physical part, is the cells and stuff like that. It's like a computer. Your brain is like the computer, and your mind is like the software that runs it, you see. And unless there's some physical defect, everybody's got the same kind of brain. It's a matter of have you learned to use it or not. And some people have learned to use it just because of the way they were brought up or whatever, and other people have not. And, you know, you go to school, for example, and the school system, they assume that the teacher history and math and science, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what they don't teach you is how to remember. You know, if you've got a good memory, you're going to do great. If your memory is poor, you're going to do lousy, you know. And, I mean, everything is not memory. There's things you got to figure out, like math and so on and so forth. But if you can memorize the stuff you got to memorize, like history and dates and stuff like that, and do that really fast, you've got more time to spend on, say, you know, getting your math organized together, you see. And so this is the thing, to, you know, get your time frame that you won't have to study hours and hours and hours trying to remember stuff when you can file 95% of it just in the classroom as it's being taught. You know, you're filing it into the system, you know. And then if you've missed a couple of points because you didn't do it quite right and so on, then you go back and check, okay, you refile it. When you go to your exam, there it is. It's like having a notebook with you. It's like cheating, you know. And that's the way that it works. But you see, it's just about learning about you. And I can't repeat myself often enough. To learn what you are all about. And you say, oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that. You know, I'm not good at that, or I'm not good at this, or whatever. And no, it's just that you haven't developed that skill or that understanding or that knowledge. And to develop your mind, it changes the whole game for you completely. Your whole life's going to change for the rest of your life. You know, with the right kind of life coaching, with the IntelliKey teachings, is something you will have for the rest of your life, whether you're 16 or 60. It doesn't matter, you see. And, you know, there's, you know, and learning about health the right way without being a health nut. Now, mind you, you know, it's kind of funny that people listen to this, you know. We call somebody who's, you know, into maybe the vegan or whatever, we call them health nuts, okay? I've been called a health nut most of my life. But, you know, isn't it interesting that someone who's trying to be healthier, we call them nuts? Think about that, you know. Somebody trying to be healthier, and we call them nuts, you know. See, that's just a cop-out. Because they're doing it, and we couldn't do that. We, you know, we feel we couldn't do that. So we'll have to make them look like crazy and so on so we don't have to deal with that, right, or something, whatever, you know. And so it's a matter of understanding your life and understanding. I mean, and here's the thing with memory, by the way. You see, if you have a really good memory, you appear to be smart. If you have a poor memory, you could be really smart, but you got a poor memory, you look stupid. But if you're really a bit stupid, but you got a great memory, you appear smart. So by developing your mind, you know, you know, learning memory techniques and so on, you'll be the smart one in the group. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's not what smart is all about, but when you learn to be more creative and so on and so forth, which is what the basic teachings are about, then of course, you know, you're going to be smarter. But it's not because you got a better mind. It's because you've learned how to use the mind you had, you see? And that's what it's about. Learn to use what you got. You know, it's that simple, you know? I can't give you anything I'm out of my pocket. You know, I can't do that for you. But I can give you tools and techniques to tap into what you have already, you know? And I can't repeat myself often enough on the fact that, you know, you are so much more than you even have a clue about. And I'm talking everybody, you know, unless there's some physical defect or injury or something like that, that, you know, has damaged your mind, your brain, right? Everybody can tap in to their mind, to another whole level of consciousness, tap into their power in so many different ways, you know, So it's not rocket science. It's really quite simple, you know. For example, the music kids, there were kids as young as 8 and 9, you know, that were just going crazy with their music, you know, and they became incredible musicians. And I remember one of our competitions, I forget what our team was at that time. They were maybe 3 years of study, maybe our band was averaging under 3 years at that point. And when the competition was over, the judges came to myself and the teacher, said, look, you know, we can't give your students first place. It's just not fair to the other kids. You know, these guys are ready to play in a band right now. And, you know, we're going to give you a special trophy because you're so far beyond what the other kids in the competition, you know. And that was the reality, you see. And so, you know, today I would love to coach someone who wants to go on the talent shows. Hey, if you got the chops, if you got the voice, okay, if you got the vocal cords, and you're a bit of a half decent singer, oh, I'd love to coach you. Not in singing, I can't. That's not my game, right? But I'll teach you how to get the more out of you. You see, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's about learning to get more out of yourself. And so, you know. So I look forward to people coming on board and asking questions rather than just listening. And, you know, because it's, you know, like, hey, I'm an old white dude and I'm fairly tuned into where teens are at today, but not completely. That's not where I'm at. So, you know, your questions is what will give you the most results by asking the questions. You know, if I don't know something, I'll tell you the way it is, you know. And hey, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but like I said, I've been on this journey now. My main passion in life has been the human mind and consciousness since 1955. And I was a teenager when it all happened. It was the summer that I turned 14, and it was myself and two of my buddies, and we were in one of my buddies. We were in his house, right? And his mother was divorced, and her brother, she lived with her brother. It was his uncle. And we went snooping around his bedroom one day. I think we were probably looking for, you know, Playboys or something like that, more than likely, right? And we found this little booklet. I remember I pulled out this drawer, and I found this little booklet. And the booklet was on experiments with the mind, okay? I won't get into the details, but it was experiments on the mind. And we read the book. We tried the experiments, and it worked. And like my friends were really impressed, but I was blown away. I was hooked. I mean, because I had a really deep insight into the power of the human mind. And that's what changed my whole life for the rest of my life. And here I am, you know, what, 67 years later? And, you know, sharing the things that I've gained in my life, you know? And like I've gone through many, many blind alleys, many paths that I've followed and so on. Oh, that's a bad one. No, that was garbage and so on. So you learn, you see. And one of the things that I can do is not so much teaching you, but I can teach you the kind of ways to look for and what to research and so on. And, you know, I can turn you on to other teachers, you know, that won't cost you any money. You can watch that video, but not to follow the guru, because you might have someone that I recommend say, okay, go watch this video. Well, that person might have, you know, 200 videos, but I just want you to watch this one because that's the one you need a little bit of understanding at your present level of development, you see, of development of your mind I'm talking about, you see. So you get a bit from here, a bit from there, and that's how we put all the pieces together. Same as a person in high school, for example, you go and you've got a history book, you know. Well, you still need a teacher. You know, otherwise you just go to school and they say, okay, here's your books. You can go home now and study, you know. Come back when the exam time. Doesn't work that way because you have to have somebody to make sure that you're understanding it properly, you see. And that's the whole thing. To guide you into developing you, into tapping into your inner being. And that's what it's really all about. And, you know, with my teachings, if it interests you to be helping other people or to be a copywriter, to write a book, to write articles, write for the internet, do videos, do audios, do radio shows, all these things, a lot of these things I can help you with a lot. But more importantly, I can teach you how to get your mind in gear to really excel in that particular area, that chosen area that you want to get good at, you see. And so to accelerate that growth, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, the people around you, the adults around you. Now, if you're a parent listening to me and listening to this show, my training is very scary for parents, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, if they're not already, if your teenager is taking my training and you're not, okay, if your teenager is not already, very quickly your teenager is going to be a lot smarter than you, okay? And I'm serious here, okay? So be prepared for that, you know? And I don't pull any punches. I tell it the way it is, you know? And like I said, if I don't know something, I'll tell you. I don't know, but I can find out for you, you know? And that's the way that it works. So this is the thing. And so as a parent, if you're not prepared for your teenager to be smarter than you, then my training is not for your teen. But if you're like most parents, you would be proud to have your child to be smarter than you, you know, to have gone beyond. Most parents that are loving parents want their kids to excel and to be better than they were, to have better opportunities and so on. And so this is what it's about. And so it doesn't matter what area of life you want to go in, you know. And I mean, I can talk on, you know, for a long time. But like the ideal thing is to have people on board that are asking your questions, because I like to get specific to your questions. I'm in the process of setting things up right now, and I'm going to be having live coaching once a week for about an hour in my online classroom. And I'm going to have a lot of free webinars there also. If you go to my website, you go to 123slim.org, 123slim, it's all one word, small letters, and it's like the numbers, 123slim.org. That gets you to my resource page on my weight loss site. And from there, you can register for my SlimZine newsletter, 3. And you won't get a lot of emails from me, just once in the blue moon, once every week or two when there's something going on. You'll get an email and that's it. And you can also get on a special mailing list for teens and so on. There's a lot of things like that that's going on. And like I said, I'm in the process. I was teaching some classes earlier this year. Now I'm starting some brand new ones. And I'm only going to take, I don't like a large group. But the book, if you are have Kindle Unlimited and Amazon, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only, you'll be able to go and download it for free. And, you know, that book, together with a powerful tool that you can download off my website. The link is in the book. And in the book, I explain exactly how to use it. And I guarantee that will take you to a whole new level of consciousness. Just that book alone. If you want to make more money, read that book, even though it says, you know, how to lose weight the lazy way. That's the title of the book. But it's really about evolving you. And if you were underweight, follow that book, you'll gain some weight. Because what the book is doing is teaching you a healthy way, without being fanatical about it, to get your life in balance from a health point of view and so on and so forth. But the most important part of the book is the mental training. And so if you go there and get that book, it's going to be, you know, and our show is just about over here, so I'm going to have to, 90 seconds. Okay. So anyway, so I hope you enjoyed it. And say the book is there. Go to 123slim.org. You get links to my TikTok and YouTube channel and so on and so forth, and to the radio show. And, and again, I've got a lot of things more to put up there. But anyway, so on that note, I will say I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll say au revoir.